With SRN News, I'm John Scott. One political analyst says President Biden turned in a middling performance in his Thursday press conference. Bob Agnew reports.
Analyst Ben Domenech says the fact is most Americans weren't even watching the press conference.
This was entirely for the audience within Washington, D.C. and within the Democratic Party.
And while Republican critics may focus on the president's gaffes, Democrats and media supporters will say Biden showed his grasp of critical issues.
Foreign policy and security policy and foreign affairs and all these different things.
Domenech says Republicans, by and large, came away with the same view of the Democrats and their candidate as they had before the event.
Which is, this is up to you. If you want to run with this guy, that's fine, but it's not getting any better.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, wholesale prices in the United States rose by a larger-than-expected 2.6% last month from a year earlier.
The government's producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.2% from May to June after being unchanged a month before. It's a sign that some inflation pressures remain elevated. The increase, the sharpest year-over-year increase since March 2023, comes at a time when other price indicators are showing that inflation has continued to ease.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. In Santa Fe, Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial has been put on hold. That's while the judge considers a defense motion to dismiss the case over disputed ammunition. Judge Mary Marlowe Sumner sent the jury home and told them to return on Monday. The defense has argued that prosecutors hid evidence from them about the ammunition that may be related to the shooting death of cinematographer Halina Hutchins on the set of the film Rust in 2021. Stock sharply higher, the Dow up 426 points, the NASDAQ adding 256 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responding to hurricane damage in southeast Texas.
High winds and heavy rain from Hurricane Beryl devastated parts of Texas, inundated communities, and claimed at least eight lives. In response, Christian base Samaritan's Purse has deployed a disaster relief unit to the region and will mobilize teams of volunteers to help residents recover from the storm. The ministry is coordinating with local churches and emergency management officials to determine the areas of greatest need. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, disappointed with how the Republican Party adopted its official platform ahead of next week's convention. He described the platform as a concise statement of campaign priorities, but not a declaration of enduring principles. No amendments were allowed, which he said was unbecoming of a party that champions free speech and due process. The GOP convention begins Monday in Milwaukee. This is SRN News. On the international front, the American West is not the only area sizzling. Heatwave warnings have been issued in parts of southern and central Europe as temperatures soar to 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
In Italy, a red weather alert has been declared in seven cities, including Rome. Dennis Mix is from the United States and is on a private tour in the Italian capital, which topped 100 degrees.
We just skipped one of the stops. We stayed in the van because it's too hot for us.
In Serbia, people cool down from the 95-degree weather at public fountains. Doctors there have reported treating people collapsing due to the heat. Greece is also on high alert, as authorities say the country faces its highest wildfire risk in two decades. It follows a largely rainless winter and spring that have left vegetation tinder dry. I'm Nayan Kim.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.